Allowing the awareness to rest on your natural, spontaneous breath. The breath flowing in and out of the nostrils. And we connect again with the four phases of our breathing cycle. The inhalation, retention, exhalation, suspension. See that you're not manipulating your breath. You're not holding your breath. You're simply watching what occurs naturally. Now at the end of your next full breath cycle, you let that go. Let the awareness expand out to your whole body and its experience. This morning I'd like to look a little into the idea of who am I. It is part of the yoga of knowledge. And when we put that question to ourselves, many of us will find our name comes back to us. But we are far more than our name. It may be too that you identify with the relationships and roles that you have in your life, with the activities and leisure activities that you partake in. Today we want to go a little deeper, beyond all of that. So we look to our relationships. And we gradually, like layers of an onion, we peel those away. I'm not a mother. A sister. A grandparent. A daughter. A lover. A wife. An aunt. A cousin. A niece. These may be relationships that I have in my life, but they are not who I am. I'm not a friend, a colleague. I'm not a student or teacher. These may be relationships that I have, but they are not who I am. and the roles that I have in life. I'm not a cook, a cleaner, a gardener. I'm not a seamstress. These may be roles that I undertake, but they are not who I am. And the activities in our day I'm not a sports person, a sculptor, an artist, a musician, a singer. All of the activities in my life do not define who I am. When you look beyond the relationships, the roles that you undertake, the activities that you do, when you take them away and ask yourself the question, who am I? What is reflected back to you? Am I light? Am I energy? The energy within me is the same energy that is in everyone else in this room, in the wider community, in the country, in the world that we live in. The energy is the same in all living things. It is both within us individually and collectively. Who am I?